What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, new week, new crew, as they say. I love getting to share these episodes. They are so much fun. Isn't Bailey great? She brings such a fantastic texture to the Auditor, who is such a bizarre character, even among bizarre characters. It's been great having them hosted all on our Patreon, but I do try to keep these things on cycles so everyone can play. We are gearing up to do some new and interesting things with the show next year, and the Patreon will have its own bits and bobs as well. $5 gets you all like 60, 70 episodes of the show ad-free and early when we have new ones. 10 gets you the bonus episodes. Yes, we will have bonus episodes next month and the next, hopefully. And for $20 dues, you get all of that plus the postcards. And this month, if you sign up, you will get the buttons. I already mailed out a batch of buttons, so hotel tier patrons, watch the mailbox. If you haven't signed up yet, please do join us. Even $5 a month goes a long way for the production. Okay, ad over. Let's get on with Double Stuff October and this fantastic Auditor episode of The New Crew.
The hotel banished us to nowhere. I would do anything for her. But right now, I just sit and wonder. Wonder why she would ball us up and throw us away. Why she would let that nasty little manager dispatch us. She did. She let it happen. We thought we were chosen. Special. Thought now we were her caretakers. Her playthings. Her everything. But now, as I sit with head in hand, a single white dot in the immensity of her nothingness, I can't help but wonder if even they matter to her. Her precious staff. Bickering and loving and hurting each other as they barely handled doing their jobs. Why were we called on? Why did she bring us here? Why does the way we kill displease her? I rake my fingers down my cheek and race through the void fast enough that I can barely hear myself screaming. It's a desperate, flat sound. There's nothing here for it to reverberate against. Nothing here for it to bounce off of and come back. No repeating, fading thoughts.
No amplification for reflection. Just me and my empty howling. No wind blows past me. No air caresses my flesh. No speed drops the pit of my stomach. The only way I know how fast I'm moving is the tears streaking my face dry and fading as quickly as I shed them. I bow my head and drop to my shoulders, hoping to fly fast enough that the tears won't come at all. A screaming sob fills me so completely it doesn't leave room for anything else. I try to choke it back, shutting my eyes tight and balling my fists, pushing myself harder. My jacket billows and whips me, stinging my face and taunting me painfully with forces beyond my ken. The sob tries to force its way out, so I grit my teeth until I'm chewing sand to keep it in. I'm scared if I let it out, will it crack me in half? And will I fill her void with the pestilence of my pain? A scream breaks anyway. It sounds like it's coming from everywhere all at once. It reverberates and echoes and finds its way to me. It reverberates and echoes and finds its way to me. It's not mine. I stop, if I was ever even moving, and cock my head to hear her better. I don't bother closing my eyes, but my mouth hangs open as I listen. A guest is checking in somewhere. A suitcase bobs lazily into me from behind, shattering my daze and interrupting my pity party. There's another behind it, and another. I follow the breadcrumbs and screams until I see the distant glinting of a brassy luggage cart. It stands on a free-floating tiled floor, rushing faster and faster straight up. Hob is there. She's laughing and clapping and jumping up and down with such ease and gleeful comfort that for a moment, everything drops away except for a flash of sick envy. Tears sting her eyes as easily as mine, but her smile dries them much more quickly.
Hey, this is a brief ad break. Thanks for listening. Now back to the hotel.
I wrangle jealousy into admiration and do my best to ignore a key ingredient to this alchemy, his bitter loneliness. The hotel may not have given me much, but I can accept the things I cannot change and count myself lucky enough to be in good company. Hop is pointing and laughing at the guest. I turn slowly and time winds to a stop. A woman, long and frightened, whose screams led me here, led me to where I needed to be, holds on desperately to Hop's luggage cart. The wind has blown whips of her hair out of her terrified face. Air kisses her flesh for the last time. Her frozen tears streak her face and threaten to float off to find their little own orbits in the void. Cast aside. Forgotten, maybe. Unloved. Uninteresting. Disposable. But together. Hop finds her joy in bloody heartbeats and deadly games. Serge can hold the lobby together through sheer force of will and dazzles the guests with easy charisma. And I might be going nowhere, but at least I don't have anywhere I need to be. No one to take care of me, but no one to answer to. Nothing in front of me but my own will, my own way. I half turn and flex everything I have tightly. I unwind with an explosive twirl, and time itself skips a beat when I jump-start it back to life. The gas is jerked into the endless void. Her lingering scream, the only evidence she was ever here. Until it fades, as eventually they all do. Hop claps vigorously, her own tiny standing ovation for death and chaos. She waves goodbye, even though they can't see each other anymore. I waft over to where the guest was when I flung her off to nowhere and wave back at Hop. Together we rise up, wavering and smiling in the windy nothing. It's not nothing, not really. It's her and us. And no matter what she does or where we go, we're here, together. All of us. All of us. All of us.
The Hotel The New Crew was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten. Starring Rissa Montanez as the bellhop, Damon Allums as the concierge, and Bailey Wolf as the auditor. Music by Lauren Picorni and West Rodri. Produced by Pacific Obadiah.